Today is December 4th, 2022, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Chicken thief is busy in Aberdeen. Five white leghorn chickens were the loot of a thief who Thanksgiving evening robbed the chicken coop of Mrs. Charles Pinckney, 517 Pinckney Drive. Albert Arlen, living at 612 North F Street in the same neighborhood, reported to the police today that he had been robbed of $32 by a thief who entered the bathroom window. Cigars and cigarettes valued at over $200 were stolen from the Pacific Grocery Company last night, according to a report received at police headquarters this morning. Three cases of cigarettes and 500 cigars were taken. In other news, Aberdeen team named Swift to be 1923 captain. Election of Howard Swift, fullback, junior of Weatherwax, as captain of the 1923 football team and presentation of the Ralph Allen Silver Trophy Cup as the principal events. The members of the Aberdeen High School 1923 squad celebrated merrily at a banquet in the Sweet Shop Friday night in Aberdeen. Swift is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Fred E. Swift of 206 East Scott Street. Following the banquet, the young men escorted feminine partners to the shop, and the evening was spent dancing. Earl Holbert, George Bates, and Chet Strayer, owners of the Sweet Shop, were hosts. Ralph Allen presented his trophy, which must be won twice in succession by one of the teams in the Southwest Washington League before it can become the permanent possession of any of them. Aberdeen retains it until next year's championship is decided. If it loses the championship, the winner will take the temporary possession for a year. Superintendent George B. Miller, H.E. Holmquist Principal, Mrs. Strayer, retiring Captain Mel Ingram, Swift Norman McCrimmon, and E.F. Sloan, Assistant Coach, were the other speakers. Coach Walter B. Harried was Toastmaster. There were 35 present. In the city and county news, an electric light has been placed over the public desk in the dark corner at the post office and will remain there until the globe has been stolen, after which the public may have to address its packages in the dark, according to word at the office yesterday. The only reason the light did not shine there constantly before this was that petty thieves stole the globes as fast as they were put in. Oscar Sather sent in to the commercial club three logs of yew wood from his logging operations near Carlisle yesterday. They are to be sawed and made into gavels like those given away through the club to delegates at the National Convention of Business and Professionals Women's Clubs in Chattanooga. Since that event, the club has received numerous requests for gavels, and it is to meet this demand they are being supplied. C.O. Cooper of the Hoquiam Manufacturing Company will turn them out. Money order business to foreign countries is beginning to show a steady increase due, the officials believe, to the desire of relatives here to have relatives abroad receive the money for Christmas presents. Peggy Lewis, former rooming house proprietor, yesterday settled police court charge against her by paying $100 on an alleged charge of selling liquor to an Indian. $1 reward for the return of Don Hoover's loose leaf history notebook, phone 42-M. And finally, Gus Berg, sailor, who attempted to take his life in the Chehalis River last week, has been adjudged insane after a hearing in Montesano and committed to the state insane hospital. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on December 3, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. Through December 31st, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 for you to enjoy the museum as well as shop our store, which is well stocked with locally relevant books for the reader on your Christmas list. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.